To Las Vegas we go, entertainment writer Cindy Perlman Gaber, and we have some sequel news to pass along today. And where do we start here, Cindy? It seems like every day we're talking about reboots or sequels. Let's discuss Tom Cruise first.
Good morning, Bob. And Mr. I Feel the Need for Speed, Tom Cruise, wants to put the pedal to the floor again in a sequel to Days of Thunder. Remember that one? It was a 1990s car race drama where he first met Nicole Kidman, and that was that claim to fame. Not his most popular role, not Maverick, but he wants another lap across the track because NASCAR is so popular right now. Mm-hmm. This one will find Tom back in the seat as Cole Trickle, a hotshot driver, a little older, who loves life in the fast lane. Jerry Bruckheimer's back as his producer. He's also his Top Gun producer. And it's expected to be Tom's next major film. It's not just one of those on a list. It's happening. And they're working closely with NASCAR, and racing legend Jeff Gordon has given his approval. One interesting thing, do you think Nicole Kidman will come back?
I don't know, but I think it'll be a hit. And there's also talk about a Home Alone sequel, isn't there?
How crazy is this? There were sightings this week in Hollywood at Disney Studios that Macaulay Culkin was there to have some meetings about a Home Alone sequel starring himself. Remember, he didn't do the last two. There's been four of those, and the last two are not good. But the first two he starred in as a little kid. But last week, supposedly, he had these interviews, and based on his original idea, he said about a year ago, I'd like to play either a widower or a divorcee. I'm raising a kid and all that stuff in that famous house, working hard, but I don't pay enough attention to my kid. And the kid kicks him out of the house. He has to get back in. So it's sort of like a dad versus a kid with all that crazy stuff happening in the house.
There's a new action film in the works with Arnold Schwarzenegger and a pretty good cast. This is for Amazon, isn't it?
It is. It's got a good cast. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, Liam Hemsworth, Gina Davis, called The Kellys. And the scenario is Arnold's a disgraced New York cop whose wife Molly's taken hostage. That's Gina Davis. She's being held by terrorists inside an old armory building, and they have to call on their greater family, a bunch of misfits, to actually save her life. And they're filming it right now in Budapest. So, you know, it's Arnold. It's going to be fun.
And The Infight is a movie I've been talking about. It's really a great film directed by Oliver Wilde, who's also in it. And she's becoming a major director now, isn't she?
He really is, and good stuff. She directed 2019's Booksmart, which is a great film, 2022's Don't Worry, Darling, controversial but so interesting, The Invite, which got rave reviews, we know you love it, and now she just tapped Jennifer Aniston and Peter Dinklage in a holiday film called Naughty. Aniston will play Mallory. She's in this bad custody battle with her ex over her young son. Her only hope is to track down the real Santa Claus, played by Peter Dinklage, and get him to testify that she's a great mom in her divorce hearing. Wow, yeah. That's a big ask there.
Yeah, and again, The Invite. I guess it's still in some theaters. Or is it streaming now? It's a really, really great movie. Seth Rogen and a great cast and a great script. I wonder why it took so long for a Prince show to come to Broadway, but it's on the way, isn't it?
This sounds great. The Purple One's coming to Broadway at the Majestic Theater next year. It's 42 years ago, if you can believe it, that Prince debuted the movie Purple Rain. And the Broadway show is based on that 1994 movie, and it's going to be called Purple Rain the Musical. They debuted this lightly in Minnesota last year, got raves. And same plot, there's a young magnetic performer known as The Kid, who is the perfect frontman to lead a band to stardom. And his past threatens what he's doing, and he has to sing his way out of that and get back into the spotlight. But the really cool thing is the show will feature 20 Prince songs. So, Yes, Please, When Doves Cry, I Would Die for You, Take Me With You, all the good stuff. And this debuts next March. If you want to get in on this and find out when tickets are being offered, which is not yet, but anytime, check it out at purplerainbroadway.com. You can sign up to this list, and then they'll notify you when tickets go on sale.
And, of course, here in Chicago, it's Lollapalooza time. Pretty good lineup this year, don't you think?
Pretty good lineup. We got to hope it doesn't rain, because Lolla is a upon us. 4-day fest. Some of the big ones are Charlie XCX, Lord, Tate McRae, Olivia Dean, Smashing Pumpkins. The cool thing, though, is if you can't make it to Grant Park, some of the big acts will be live streaming on Hulu and Disney Plus this year. The live stream kicks off every day through Sunday at 2:45 Central Time. And other artists, you got to love these band names: Blood Orange, Geese, Ethel Kane, Wet Leg, Wolf Alice, and my favorite, and I'm probably going to say it wrong, Bebel? I don't know. It's a tough one. I can't do it.
I'm not going to be correcting you on that. Smashing Pumpkins returning to Lollapalooza. First time in quite a while.
First time since 1994, celebrating their homecoming with not just Lolla, but they're calling it Pumpkinpalooza, too. Last night, they had an after show at the Riviera. Lucky fans saw that. If you missed it, they have a special merch pop-up store at 900 South Wabash today and through the weekend, running from 10 to 6. And if you can't make any of that stuff, you can always stop by Madame Zuzu's Celestial Lounge, a festival exclusive based on Billy Corgan and his wife Chloe's tea house and record shop in Highland Park. They have all kinds of vinyl and exclusive merch. And Billy says, as a Chicagoan born and raised, I take great pride in contributing to our city's immense and colorful cultural fabric. And so this year's already historic. Lolla is that chance to make new memories, new friends, and have a bit of Midwest fun as only we can.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They're live streaming dozens of performances, as you say, on Hulu and Disney Plus. Cindy Perlman Gabriel in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And we heard about Glenn Hansard yesterday, the Irish musician who died early Wednesday in Ireland, in Dublin, after a motorcycle accident. I was reading Mitch Dudek's piece in the Sun-Times today. I didn't realize all the Chicago connections he had. He lived in the North Center neighborhood in the early 2000s. And he performed at Space in Evanston. The owner of Uncommon Ground, a Northside restaurant and music venue, said he invited Hansard to perform a solo show at his venue in the late 90s to introduce him to people from Chicago's music industry. The idea was the brainchild of a guy named Zoran Orlik, a friend and Chicago-area music photographer who was traveling with Glenn's group, The Frames. And he became good friends with Hansard and was hoping he would be a surprise guest this Saturday at a show that would have featured a number of Chicago musicians playing Hansard's music as part of a celebration of Uncommon Ground's 85th anniversary. Michael Cameron, the owner of Uncommon Ground, he said the logistics didn't make sense, so he couldn't come, but he had a reminder in his phone, Michael did, to reach out to him and have him send a video message to play at the show. And then he woke up and his phone was blowing up and learned what happened. Tragedy. Several of the musicians who were supposed to take the stage have played with Hansard and were his friends, according to Michael Cameron. Sad story. His career was thrust to new heights following the 2007 release of the movie Once, which starred Glenn Hansard and a Czech singer as struggling musicians. The song Falling Slowly from the soundtrack of the movie won the 2008 Academy Award for Best Original Song. Glenn Hansard played at Salt Shed a couple of years ago. He also opened for Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field, and he played with The Frames all over Chicago at Metro, Shuba's, even the old Abbey Pub. Hansard was an investor in Thalia Hall in Pilsen. Glenn Hansard, very tragic story. He was only 56.